29 years ago today, on August the 6th, 1978, Pope Paul VI died at Castel Gandolfo. Pope Benedict XVI is scheduled this evening to celebrate a mass of suffrage for the late pontiff. Robert Wythe has a look at Pope Paul VI's life and legacy.
Montini was elected June 21st, 1963. In his first message to the world as Pope, he committed himself to a continuation of the work begun by John the 23rd.
Al servo di Dio Paolo VI mi sento molto legato personalmente.
During a recent audience with the members of the scientific and the executive committees of the Paul VI Institute of Brescia, Pope Benedict XVI spoke of the close bond to the servant of God, Paul VI, because of the trust he showed him in appointing him Archbishop of Munich and Freising in 1977 and 3 months later enrolling him in the College of Cardinals. Paul VI wrote several encyclicals during the 15 years of his papacy, never shying away from controversial subjects in the wake of the council.
Non si lasciò condizionare da incomprensioni e critiche.
Speaking to the Paul VI Society on March 3rd of this year, Pope Benedict said the secret of the pastoral action that Paul VI carried out with tireless dedication, at times adopting difficult and unpopular decisions, lies precisely in his love for Christ, a love vibrant with moving words to be found in all his teachings.
Con il passare degli anni appare sempre più evidente l'importanza.
Pope Benedict also said the importance of the pontificate of Paul VI for the Church and for the world, and likewise the value of what he called Paul VI's lofty magisterium, appear ever more clearly. Pope Benedict said his predecessor's teaching continues to be a point of reference for himself.
Continuo a far riferimento.
Pope Paul VI passed from this life on August 6, 1978, less than 2 months shy of his 82nd birthday. I'm Robert Wythe.